Let's turn in the Word of God now to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And we'll read the whole chapter. Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, these are God's words. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having love this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Salute Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greeteth thee, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. Those are God's words. Here is the final charge to Timothy, to be diligent in the work of a minister, with encouragements in the pouring out that ministers must do in their labor, through verse 8. And then to verse 15, he brings up some closing important matters, including, again, naming someone who did much evil and much harm to him. We mentioned this morning Alexander the coppersmith, and calling the Lord to be just, making things right, not seeking vengeance himself. And then through verse 18, he communicates to Timothy what happened to him at his first defense before the courts of Rome, and that no one stood with him, and yet the Lord strengthened him and stood with him. And it is so with us and his minister, the Lord's ministers. Even though we might be alone, he stands with us. And the great blessing to hear that all the Gentiles there heard the gospel. And then to the end, we have the final greetings, salutations, and the benediction. Now here the Lord Lord gives us in these two letters, 1 and 2 Timothy, warning Timothy, Pastor Timothy, of the false teachers, the false teachings in the church, to beware of them, and the great duty of being a minister of the gospel. The things contained in these letters are, when it comes time for it, what to look for in a minister. But also it shows us how much we need to pray for our minister that we might have. And that you have. And these are the last things that, at least of what were inspired of God, Paul wrote down for the church of Jesus Christ. And they involve particular instructions to gospel ministers. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your word again. We're thankful that you teach us your ways. We're thankful that you teach us of what a pastor is, even though we might all not be pastors, or most of us not be pastors. Father, you teach us what a pastor is, and what he should be, and what he should be aware of, and what we all ought to be aware of, and that we would turn from. And those things we ought also to turn to. We also see teachings here in the end here of how we ought to think of our brothers and sisters in the church throughout the world, and the closeness and the fellowship we ought to have with them if possible. And then also the blessing that it is to have them. Paul, we can feel his heart knowing that when he was defending the gospel before the civil magistrate, and no one stood with him. We feel that. We're also thankful that you remind us that even though we might be alone, and even as we just sang in the valley of the shadow of death, that you are with us and you strengthen us. And we're thankful for this and the great reminder of it. Pray that you would continue to teach us your ways and comfort us in Christ, even in this present evil age. Oh, we also pray that the gospel would go forth, that those who try to hinder it would be put aside, and that you would judge them accordingly, and that the gospel would be heard by many, not only the Gentiles, but the Jews too, that many of the Gentiles would be brought in, that many of the Jews would be made jealous and brought in as well, and believe and repent of their sins. And Father, we plead that you would grant to us good health in our bodies. We pray for John and Young. You would grant them a healing of their bodies, especially Young, who has a high fever right now. We pray that you would heal him. Father, pray for Vanessa this week as she is supposed to be induced on Tuesday. We pray that you would grant her protection against any harm in that major surgery she has to undergo. And the baby that would be brought out would be healthy. And Father, pray that you would save that child, even as we prayed this morning. Pray for Julie as well as she gets nearer to her a time that she ought to give birth. And in accordance with your timing, we pray that you would bring the baby about perfectly at the right time and keep Julie and the baby safe and healthy. And we pray for the soul of that child, that you would grant that child salvation and the faith in Christ, and that they would know not one day apart from Christ Jesus, your Son and our Lord and our Savior. Let me pray for Arian as well. And any others who may be pregnant, you would grant them much blessing and strength, and that you would save the children there too. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We're thankful that you call us to worship you, to hear your word and the grace that you pour out upon your people. Pray that you would continue to do that as we pray that you would protect us from wolves and false teaching here and divisiveness here. And you would make us united in the truth. That you would cause us to love one another, but above all things, love you. Love your Son. And love the truth. And make us to be men and women and children of the truth. And we're thankful your word is truth. Father, as well, we pray for our nation. Our nation that we live amongst every day and yet see much wickedness and evil. Father, turn this nation from its sins to you and Christ your Son, that they would be delivered from their sins. We pray for our leaders and rulers that you would turn their hearts to you and save them and grant them faith in Christ, that they would not know any more day apart from Christ as well. That they would cease ruling according to their pocketbooks and what will get them elected again, but rather, Father, they would rule according to your word alone. That law that stands above every law. And that we will have to stand before you and give an account. And they will have to give an account. And so, Father, we pray that you would turn their hearts to rule according to you. And that would be for the better and the blessing of your people, the church, so that our government would truly serve as a nursing mother, as your word says the civil magistrate ought to. And that the judges would rule justly and not according to bias and partiality. And so give them righteous judgments. And cause our nation to covenant with Christ. And the many nations throughout the world too. That all nations would turn to Him. As we look forward to that time when Christ will come again. And we'll look forward to when He does. And we will see Him. And we'll be with Him forever. So grant us that blessing and grant your church sanctification and healing in our souls, that we be cleansed of all our sins and love you in all things. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.